from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. France Tuesday requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to urgently address the crisis in Aleppo, according to the French ambassador. The meeting would be held later in the day that would discuss measures to confront the worst humanitarian tragedy of the 21st century. Earlier in the day Tuesday, UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville said there were reports that Syrian government troops and allied Iraqi militias had killed civilians in eastern Aleppo within the last few days.
The accession negotiations have come to a standstill.
He said, we've received reports of pro-government forces killing at least 82 civilians, including 11 women and 13 children in four different neighborhoods. A Tunisian man accused of being the captain of a migrant boat that sank, killing almost 700 people, was found guilty of multiple manslaughter and people smuggling Tuesday. He was also sentenced to 18 years in jail. Only 28 people survived the disaster in April last year when the small fishing boat capsized off the coast of Libya with hundreds trapped in the hold. The European Union Tuesday wrestled with a rift over Turkey's EU bid after Austria led calls for the accession process to be halted over Ankara's post-coup crackdown. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan lashed out at the EU reluctance to revive membership talks and threatened to cancel a March deal which has curbed the mass influx of refugees. Apple's Inc. said Tuesday its wireless AirPod headphones were now available through its website. It comes 2 months after the company delayed the launch for unexplained reasons. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump announced the ExxonMobil Corporation chief executive Rex Tillerson as his choice for U.S. Secretary of State Tuesday. It comes despite concerns from lawmakers in both political parties over the oil man's ties to Russia. Tillerson's experience in diplomacy stems from making deals with foreign countries for Exxon, the world's largest energy company. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani ordered scientists Tuesday to start developing systems for nuclear-powered boats. It comes in reaction to what he called the United States' violation of a global atomic deal. The announcement marks Iran's first concrete response to a U.S. Congress decision last month to extend legislation, making it easier for Washington to reimpose sanctions on Tehran. So far, there's been no immediate reaction from the International Atomic Energy Agency. After years of political acrimony, some top U.S. Republican congressional leaders and President Barack Obama finally agreed on how to approach an issue confronting Washington, the apparent Russian cyber attacks to influence the U.S. presidential election. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
President Obama, in an appearance Monday night on Comedy Central's The Daily Show, explained why he's ordered a thorough review of the Russian cyber attacks.
The reason that I'm have called for a review is really to just gather all the threads of the investigations, the intelligence work that has been done over many months, so that the public and our elected representatives going forward can find ways to prevent this kind of interference from having an impact on the elections in the future.
The Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russia interfered in the final stretch of the presidential campaign to help Trump win the presidency. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said Tuesday that an EU summit this week should decide to extend sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine conflict. Merkel said that given shortcomings in the Ukraine peace process, it'll be necessary to extend sanctions against Russia once more. Hollande backed her statement in a joint Berlin press conference. François Hollande says we must continue to apply the Minsk agreement since there hasn't been an effort made, no progress. I, like the chancellor, am in favor of extending sanctions. The IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, faced a grilling on the second day of a trial Tuesday over damages authorized for a French tycoon while she was the French finance minister. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.